K for Kara, Book 16, Totally Perfect, by Kurd Knudsen, narrated by Jennifer Wagstaff. Kara, favorite color, light blue. Favorite food, lasagna. Favorite school subject, art. Loves to read. Rose, favorite color, pink. Favorite food, pizza. Favorite school subject, gym class. Loves to shop. Julie, favorite color, yellow. Favorite food, tortillas. Favorite school subject, music. Loves boys. Sports day. The last class is almost over, and Kara is waiting for the bell to ring. She cannot wait to get to the club. Mia has a surprise for them. Kara? Kara's stream of thoughts stops immediately. Their teacher, Karen, is staring at her. Kara, are you listening? She asks. Yeah, sure, Kara says, confused. She turns around, and they are all looking at her. She feels her cheeks flush. Rose nudges her shoulder. Do you want to run 3, 5, or 10 kilometers on Friday? Kara says, and scratches her head. She does not know. It is the yearly sports day on Friday, and the students can choose between 3 different routes. Kara is not especially good at running. She thinks it is boring, and she always gets a side stitch and feels out of breath. You have to choose one of the routes, Karen says, and points at Rose. What about you, Rose? How far do you want to run? Kara realizes that Karen is writing their names in 3 different lines. Malou's name is in the first line. She is going to run 3 kilometers. Benjamin raises his hand. You can walk some of the route, right? He asks carefully. Of course you can, Karen answers. You just have to do your absolute best, and it is okay to push yourselves a bit. I'm going to walk the entire route, Malou whispers and giggles. I want to run 10 kilometers, Rose says. Oh yeah? Benjamin says. That's so cool. Kara thinks about it. It would be embarrassing to only run 3 kilometers, but she can definitely not run 10 like Rose. She does not think she can run 5 either, but she still says she wants to run the 5 kilometers with Julie, Benjamin, and the rest of the class. Only Rose and Hamid sign up for the 10 kilometers. See you at the parent-teacher meeting tonight, Karen yells as the bell rings. Mia acts very secretive once they get to the